What's better than watching your team win? Winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa, and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valenti and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled, and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the Ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
97.1 FM Talk Podcast.
All right, welcome back into the Mark Cox Morning Show. We are happy you're along with us this morning. Scott J. Gow in for the vacationing Kim St. An. She will be back on Monday. And Carl Middleman is steering the ship this morning, and he's doing a great job of it down here. We're in a temporary studio while they give us an upgrade.
Thank you, Mark.
Wanna upgrade. Remember that commercial? We got an upgrade of our digital soundboard in our KFTK studio. So they moved us down here temporarily, and we finally got to show up on Rumble. It only took 2 hours. So Carl got that working. The audio apparently doesn't sound great on Rumble, but we're working on it. You can always listen on X, or you can listen on the Odyssey app, or just on the radio. We want to try to make it as easy as possible. And of course, we podcast everything, so you can go back and listen to the podcast if you can't pick it up when we're on. However you got here, we do appreciate it. We're glad you're with us. You know, yesterday I had a great opportunity. I will soon be helping our friends at Macadoodles promote their brand new store. They're opening up the very first Macadoodles store in the St. Louis area. It is a liquor store and a wine store, and they're going to be out at Bryan and Fizey Road in St. Charles County, and they're going to open up next month sometime.
That's a great name.
There's a Sugar Fire right next to it in the same strip shopping center that opens up next month as well. And it's going to have sand volleyball and pickleball courts. And I mean, this is going to be a happening spot. Macadoodles is a really cool place. First of all, they're still in the middle of construction right now, but there's one in Columbia. They're elsewhere in Missouri. There just hasn't been one in St. Louis yet. So we're very excited about that. We'll be talking more about it when it happens, when they have their grand opening.
And I'm guessing they're going to have a nice bourbon selection.
An outstanding bourbon selection, which I'm going to be spending a lot of time talking to you about once it happens. But they're also going to have a lot of really high-end wines, and there's not in that part of St. Charles County, there's not a great place to go if you are a true connoisseur of wine. If you want to go get some Mogan David, there's lots of places you can pick that up. Yeah. But I'm just saying. So they're going to be pretty proud of their wine selection.
Do they still make Mogan David?
I don't know. Pulled that one out of my hat. I just don't know the answer to that. Coming up, we're hoping to talk to Alexandria Hoff from Fox News about sort of the flip-flop of Kamala Harris and her running mate when it comes to the gun issue and whether or not they plan to confiscate your weapons. We're going to get to that, I'm hoping, coming up here at 8:20. In the meantime, we will talk to Taylor Riggs from Fox Business about the decision that's today by the Fed on interest rates. And before the hour is over, you're going to find out how you can help our friends at Folds of Honor. They do such great work for our veterans. They've got a great event coming up downtown that you can take part in, and we're going to talk about that here at about 8:45 today. First, though, let's get to our top stories, Carl.
The Mark Cox Shortlist.
Start with inflation. What do you tell people who wake up, frankly, each morning wondering, how am I going to get by financially?
Yeah, I tell them Kamala Harris and I know something about it. Being middle class folks, our family sit at the table trying to pay the bill.
You couldn't make it up. They're asked a question about inflation, and even Tim Walz, the vice presidential candidate, says, well, you know, we were raised in a middle class family. It's unbelievable.
Are they better off now than they were 4 years ago?
4 years ago, when we came in during the worst unemployment since the Great Depression.
It's a one-word answer, Kamala. No. No. No one is better off than they were 4 years ago.
A little while ago, I got a very nice call from Kamala.
No.
It was very nice. It was very nice. It was very, very nice, and we appreciate that.
Yeah, Kamala took the time out to call me. He will not call her Kamala. and you know it's on purpose. You just know it is. Just to goad her a little bit, he will not call her Kamala.
It is just as troubling to me to hear about fake stories of eating cats and dogs as it is to hear fake concern by our sitting president and almost nothing from the Democrat who wants to lead us.
Wow. Chris Cuomo, man, when you lose Chris Cuomo, what do they say one time? When you lose the New York Times or the whatever that
Walter
quote
Cronkite.
Was. It was Walter Cronkite. When you lose a Cuomo and you're a Democrat, you're in a little bit of trouble, right? Because he's been out there doing PR for his brother when he was in such trouble as governor of New York. And now he's kind of blasting the media for not taking the assassination attempts seriously enough. Like everything should come to a halt. And this should be what you're covering until we get to the bottom of it. And there's not that urgency on the part of the media. In fact, I always, even during the show, try to find you the very latest information on what's going on out there this morning. Rand Paul on this morning with Maria Bartiromo on the Fox Business Network. And he's like, listen, we need to find out what's causing these shootings, number one. But we already know who bears a big part of the blame.
Yeah, without question, with two assassination attempts within about a two-month period, he needs more protection. Something bad is going to happen. But what we also have to have is a discussion in our country where networks like CNN and MSNBC are daily saying that he is a danger to democracy and someone has to do something about it. These left-wing networks aren't saying he has bad policy. Yeah. Hillary Clinton wasn't saying he had bad policy. She's saying he's a danger.
Yeah.
The implication is we won't be able to stop him through the election. We must stop him otherwise. And they are inciting every crazy or angry person in our country. And frankly, CNN and MSNBC need to tone down their rhetoric because they are part of the incitement to violence.
Yeah.
Well, I played the sound bites for you. There are 2 and 3 minute long montages out there discussing Hitler and the threat to American democracy if Donald Trump gets reelected, you know, going after journalists, supposedly. Wouldn't he have done all those things when he was in the first time? I mean, that would be my answer. Listen, I've already been president for 4 years. I didn't do any of these things you've accused me of doing. I didn't destroy democracy. I left the day I was supposed to. Everything's still intact. I didn't pry the W's off the keyboard like they did when Bush came into office. They went through the White House and pried all the W's off all the keyboards just as a prank. He didn't even do any of that. And yet he is they paint him as a threat to democracy. And that's all some nut job like this Ruth guy, Ryan Ruth, needs to hear to go in and try to take him out. Something's got to be fixed. That was at Rand Paul this morning there on Mornings with Maria. All right, coming up, hoping we're going to get to Alexandria Hoff talking about Kamala Harris and her flip-flop on some of these gun issues. Also, Taylor Riggs on the inflation numbers, not just inflation, but whether or not we're going to get interest rate cuts soon from the Fed. Back in a minute.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through, you deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame,
two more.
You deserve this ice cold reward. Modelo, the markable fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
What's better than watching your team win? Winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa, and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valeni and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled, and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the Ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Today, I'm signing an executive order assigning the case involving the attempted assassination of former President Donald Trump to the office of statewide prosecutor under the supervision of Attorney General Ashley Moody. The suspect, Ryan Routh, is believed to have committed state law violations across multiple judicial circuits in the state. Palm Beach Judicial Circuit, the judicial circuit including Martin County, as well as perhaps the Judicial Circuit represented by Broward County. Also, the state of Florida has jurisdiction over the most serious, straightforward offense, which is attempted murder.
Yeah, I was glad personally to hear him get involved. I saw somebody suggested on social media, and I'm sure that's not why. I'm sure he was already thinking about it. And it wasn't long after that DeSantis announced he would be getting involved in this case at the state level. So that unlike whatever happened in Butler, Pennsylvania, it doesn't just go into this vacuum of the federal government and you don't get any answers. No updates. You don't have any. There's no transparency. There's no nothing. In this way, if it's active in the state of Florida, the governor would have the authority to step in and find out what's going on. They've got to get to the bottom of it. Again, you know, you can pee on me and tell me it's raining. That doesn't mean I'm going to believe you. So much would have had to line up. And it appears from this Ryan Routh's life that we know of, I keep calling him two different names. I hear people call him Ryan Ruth, R-O-U-T-H, and I've heard people call him Ryan Routh. So on the Gordon Deal Show in the morning, they've been going with Routh, and on Fox News, they've been going with Ruth. Regardless of what his name is, he's sort of a three-time loser. I mean, he's not, other than his involvement in this Ukraine situation, nobody knows anything about the guy. And he does have a lot of prior crime on his hands. That doesn't mean you're a smart person. Listen to the Greensboro police yesterday talking about his priors in that county before he left for Hawaii.
It was almost like blatantly saying, here I am, and it doesn't matter. So he would be constantly pulled over.
Yeah, constantly pulled over. He didn't care about anything. And yet we're to believe that maybe age wizened him. And after years on the front line in Ukraine, which there's no evidence he was ever on the front line in Ukraine, especially he was recruiting people to go to Ukraine, he suddenly found the wherewithal to think enough on his feet to figure out that Donald Trump is in town. He's at Mar-a-Lago. Maybe he'll go golfing today. So I think just on that outside chance, I'm going to drive to Florida, sit outside the golf course under the bushes with my gun and my armor plates for 12 hours and wait for him to show up. That just doesn't fit the profile of what we know about this guy. He looks homeless in most of the photos you see of him.
Yeah, it doesn't make a lot of sense.
It doesn't. Somebody somewhere has to find out some answers about this. I think that's what Hawley was talking about in his media appearance last night. Go to cut to 15, Carl, please.
Well, I don't know how you can say it's effective when the shooter was able to be there on that golf course for 12 hours, Laura. I mean, this is a course that the president plays on a regular basis, by the way. This isn't like it's some new place that he parachuted into. He lives right next door. And the shooter's there for 12 hours and nobody notices? I mean, what really is going on here? It is of a pattern that we saw dating back to the Butler rally when that shooter was allowed to get on that rooftop and there was supposed to be law enforcement there and they weren't, and there was supposed to be law enforcement on that perimeter and they weren't. So we have a problem here, to say the least, and I think it's time for Secret Service to tell us what is going on, why all of these failings, and what are they going to do about it?
Yeah, thank you. Somebody's got to demand some answers for sure, because it just doesn't, I just don't believe in that much coincidence. There's just not a chance that these people just dumbed their way into almost assassinating the president of the United States. All right, coming up, it looks like the Fed will cut rates today. How much? I don't know. We're going to check in with Taylor Riggs from the Fox Business Network when we come back.
The time has come for policy to adjust. The direction of travel is clear, and the timing and pace of rate cuts will depend on incoming data, the evolving outlook, and the balance of risks. We will do everything we can to support a strong labor market as we make further progress toward price stability. With an appropriate dialing back of policy restraint, there is good reason to think that the economy will get back to 2% inflation while maintaining a strong labor market.
All right, that's Jerome Powell about a week ago, I guess, talking about Fed rate cuts, which could happen today. How about that? We got Taylor Riggs with us this morning from the Fox Business Network, the Big Money Show. Taylor, welcome back.
Thanks for having me, as always.
You bet. So it's a pretty big day. I mean, I assume the market has already built some of this in today, right?
Yes. You know what is so fascinating to me, though, is that this is one of the first Fed meetings in a while that I can remember where we don't know exactly what the Federal Reserve is going to do.
Hmm.
We know they're going to cut, but they haven't given us with 100% certainty if they're cutting by 25 basis points, which is a quarter of a percent, or a half a percent, 50 basis points. So the market, more now than ever, is on pins and needles because we just don't have the guidance that we've had historically about how, you know, the magnitude of the cut. So this actually could be a wild day.
You know, I did see this story because, I mean, you like to think that politics doesn't cloud this, and I'm sure Jerome Powell would push back on any claim that politics does cloud these decisions. But I did see where a group of Democrat senators called on the Fed to cut rates by 75 basis points. I mean, obviously,
yeah,
they want him to make a decision that's going to aid the incumbent here.
Oh, yeah, right? 50 days from an election, why not cut 75 and juice up the economy as we're all heading to the polls? That's what Elizabeth Warren called for, and yet what she fails to understand is it's her spending problem that,
yeah,
got us in this position in the first place. So now that we finally tackled inflation by killing us all with high interest rates, they now want to juice up the economy as well heading to the polls. Look, I do have faith in the Federal Reserve. They've repeatedly said, we are independent from politics. We try not to think about it. So I think they will absolutely not do 75, and they are probably ignoring some of those calls. But that is a question when you think about going 50. The last time the Federal Reserve has cut 50 basis points, it was 2001 after 9/11, 2007 after Lehman Brothers blew up the financial crisis, and 2020 with COVID. So if they cut 50 basis points, they're, to me, effectively signaling the economy is like those previous instances. That's really bad. And it's really bad as we're all going to the polls in a couple months. That's why I think a lot of people are pushing back and saying, just try to do 25. The Federal Reserve's next meeting is the day after the election.
Oh yes.
So they can, yeah, always do more later. But I do really have hope that the Federal Reserve, even if they go 50, it's because they're looking at the economic data in aggregate and really trying to ignore some of the politics. But it is something that we're talking about given the timing of this.
I don't know. It's, you know, for, I think for a lot of people, obviously you're involved in it every day. I'm involved in the news and topics every day. Hard to see the forest for the trees sometime. If they cut, let's just say they cut 25 today, what impact do you expect that to have? Like, mortgage rates have already dropped in expectation of this. Do they drop more, or what do you think is going to be the real impact of it?
Yeah, I think you bring up a great point. Someone like me, a financial reporter who loves talking about Fed Day, can kind of get up in arms about 25 or 50. To your credit, a lot of this is priced in. We just had refinancings for homes up 24% week over week.
Mm-hmm.
Because J.P. Morgan and Bank of America, when they're setting their 30-year fixed interest rate or their 7-year ARM, they've already factored in that rates are falling in anticipation. So I don't think the minute we cut today 25 or 50, all of a sudden tomorrow the mortgage market is going to look different. The auto loan is going to look different. Credit card interest rates are going to look different. I don't think that's the case. But I think you do bring up a good question about the debate is, where do interest rates end at the end of this cutting cycle? Are they cutting a full 1%? Are they cutting a full 3%? A year from now, are interest rates at 4? Are they at 3? Or are they at 2? That's the question I think that really needs to be answered today. What is the guidance for now that we are in this rate cutting cycle? What does the end result look like? That will tell us a lot about the economy and really the long-term view of how low interest rates really are going to go for things like mortgages, autos, and credit cards.
Yeah, it's a good point. I haven't looked today. Like, is the market up on the expectation?
We are honestly unchanged.
Unchanged. Okay. Interesting.
Everyone, you know, you've made your bet. You've made your move. I think the equity markets, everyone right now is on the sidelines. We want to hear the decision at 2 p.m. And then the good news is we will hear from Jay Powell himself at 2:30. Okay. He does about a 30 to 45 minute press conference where we'll hear from him. And then the equity markets don't close until 4 p.m. So based on sort of what we get from him, the guidance, I think people will be making a lot of bets between 2 and 4. But I think for now, everyone is saying, I'm going to sit on my hands and wait until we get more news.
Well, and I'll just remind people, that'll be 1 o'clock and 1:30 Central Time. So during the Annie Fry Show.
No. Eastern.
You work on the East Coast. During the Annie Fry Show today, we should get the final word, and I'm sure everybody will be tuning in for that. I tell you, Taylor, always great having you on. You put things in great perspective for us.
Happy to be here. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, talk to you soon. Appreciate that. That is Taylor Riggs there from the Big Money Show, weekdays from noon. At noon, there Central Time on the Fox Business Network. You can tune in. I'm sure Annie will cover that when the announcement's made, because it will be a big deal. And if they were to go 50, that's pretty big indication that they're trying to help Kamala Harris, in my opinion. They can say what they want, but Janet Yellen becoming part of the Biden administration, former Fed chair, has blown the lid off any indication that they're not biased at the Fed. She's all in, left-wing, progressive, didn't believe all the big government spending was going to lead to inflation. I'm sorry, a freshman economics student understands that principle better than Janet Yellen, because she's a progressive leftist, and she used to run the Fed. So I have no reason to think Jerome Powell doesn't fit in that same category, and that they don't want to try to help the Kamala Harris team by cutting rates maybe more than they should. So we'll see. We'll see what happens a little later today. All right. Coming up, there is an event you can take part in. Going to be a lot of fun. You can help the great folks over at Folds of Honor. We're going to talk more about that.
The time has come for policy to adjust. The direction of travel is clear, and the timing and pace of rate cuts will depend on incoming data, the evolving outlook, and the balance of risks. We will do everything we can to support a strong labor market as we make further progress toward price stability. With an appropriate dialing back of policy restraint, there is good reason to think that the economy will get back to 2% inflation while maintaining a strong labor market.
All right, that's Jerome Powell about a week ago, I guess, talking about Fed rate cuts, which could happen today. How about that? We got Taylor Riggs with us this morning from the Fox Business Network, the Big Money Show. Taylor, welcome back.
Thanks for having me, as always.
You bet. So it's a pretty big day. I mean, I assume the market has already built some of this in today, right?
Yes. You know what is so fascinating to me, though, is that this is one of the first Fed meetings in a while that I can remember where we don't know exactly what the Federal Reserve is going to do. Hmm. We know they're going to cut, but they haven't given us with 100% certainty if they're cutting by 25 basis points, which is a quarter of a percent, or a half a percent, 50 basis points. So the market, more now than ever, is on pins and needles because we just don't have the guidance that we've had historically about how, you know, the magnitude of the cut. So this actually could be a wild day.
You know, I did see this story because, I mean, you like to think that politics doesn't cloud this, and I'm sure Jerome Powell would push back on any claim that politics does cloud these decisions. But I did see where a group of Democrat senators called on the Fed to cut rates by 75 basis points. I mean, obviously, they want him to make a decision that's going to aid the incumbent here.
Oh, yeah, right. 50 days from an election. Why not cut 75 and juice up the economy as we're all heading to the polls? That's what Elizabeth Warren called for. And yet what she fails to understand is it's her spending problem that got us in this position in the first place. So now that we finally tackled inflation by killing us all with high interest rates, they now want to juice up the economy as well heading to the polls. Look, I do have faith in the Federal Reserve. They've repeatedly said, we are independent from politics. We try not to think about it. So I think they will absolutely not do 75, and they are probably ignoring some of those calls. But that is a question when you think about going 50. The last time the Federal Reserve has cut 50 basis points, it was 2001 after 9/11, 2007 after Lehman Brothers blew up the financial crisis, and 2020 with COVID. So if they cut 50 basis points, they're, to me, effectively signaling the economy is like those previous instances. That's really bad. And it's really bad as we're all going to the polls in a couple months. That's why I think a lot of people are pushing back and saying, just try to do 25. The Federal Reserve's next meeting is the day after the election.
Oh yes.
So they can always do more later. But I do really have hope that the Federal Reserve, even if they go 50, it's because they're looking at the economic data in aggregate and really trying to ignore some of the politics. But it is something that we're talking about given the timing of this.
I don't know. It's, you know, for, I think for a lot of people, obviously you're involved in it every day. I'm involved in the news and topics every day. Hard to see the forest for the trees sometime. If they cut, let's just say they cut 25 today, what impact do you expect that to have? Like, mortgage rates have already dropped in expectation of this. Do they drop more, or what do you think is going to be the real impact of it?
Yeah, I think you bring up a great point. Someone like me, a financial reporter who loves talking about Fed Day, can kind of get up in arms about 25 or 50. To your credit, a lot of this is priced in. We just had refinancings for homes up 24% week over week. Mm-hmm. Because J.P. Morgan and Bank of America, when they're setting their 30-year fixed interest rate or their 7-year ARM, they've already factored in that rates are falling in anticipation. So I don't think the minute we cut today 25 or 50, all of a sudden tomorrow the mortgage market is going to look different. The auto loan is going to look different. Credit card interest rates are going to look different. I don't think that's the case. But I think you do bring up a good question about the debate is, where do interest rates end at the end of this cutting cycle? Are they cutting a full 1%? Are they cutting a full 3%? A year from now, are interest rates at 4? Are they at 3? Or are they at 2? That's the question I think that really needs to be answered today. What is the guidance for now that we are in this rate cutting cycle? What does the end result look like? That will tell us a lot about the economy and really the long-term view of how low interest rates really are going to go for things like mortgages, autos, and credit cards.
Yeah, it's a good point. I haven't looked today. Like, is the market up on the expectation? Futures
we
up?
Are honestly unchanged.
Unchanged. Okay. Interesting.
Everyone, you know, you've made your bets. You've made your move. I think the equity markets, everyone right now is on the sidelines. We want to hear the decision at 2 p.m. And then the good news is we will hear from Jay Powell himself at 2:30. Okay. He does about a 30 to 45 minute press conference where we'll hear from him. And then the equity markets don't close until 4 p.m. So based on sort of what we get from him, the guidance, I think people will be making a lot of bets between 2 and 4. But I think for now, everyone is saying, I'm going to sit on my hands and wait until we get more news.
Well, and I'll just remind people, that'll be 1 o'clock and 1:30 Central Time. So during the Annie Fry Show.
Oh, no. Eastern.
You work on the East Coast. During the Annie Fry Show today, we should get the final word, and I'm sure everybody will be tuning in for that. I tell you, Taylor, always great having you on. You put things in great perspective for us.
Happy to be here. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, talk to you soon. Appreciate that. That is Taylor Riggs there from the Big Money Show, weekdays from noon. At noon, there Central Time on the Fox Business Network. You can tune in. I'm sure Annie will cover that when the announcement's made, because it will be a big deal. And if they were to go 50, that's pretty big indication that they're trying to help Kamala Harris, in my opinion. They can say what they want, but Janet Yellen becoming part of the Biden administration, former Fed chair, has blown the lid off any indication that they're not biased at the Fed. She's all in, left-wing, progressive, didn't believe all the big government spending was going to lead to inflation. I'm sorry, a freshman economics student understands that principle better than Janet Yellen, because she's a progressive leftist. and she used to run the Fed. So I have no reason to think Jerome Powell doesn't fit in that same category and that they don't want to try to help the Kamala Harris team by cutting rates maybe more than they should. So we'll see. We'll see what happens a little later today. All right. Coming up, there is an event you can take part in. Going to be a lot of fun. You can help the great folks over at Folds of Honor. We're going to talk more about that when we come back. All right, welcome back. You know we like to do all we can for our veterans, for our first responders around here. One of the great organizations is Folds of Honor, and it just so happens that we have the honor of having my son, Brad Cox, in the studio this morning. Brad, how are you?
Good. Good morning. How are you?
I'm doing fine. Proud of the fact that you've gotten involved with the Folds of Honor, and you're on the board over there now, right?
Yeah. So I've been the president of a board for Folds of Honor now for about a year and a half.
Right. That's fantastic.
Yeah.
I appreciate that. I appreciate what they do. And for people who might not have heard of it, if they've been living under a rock, remind people what Folds supports.
Yeah, so Folds of Honor, and especially recently with first responders, just because we're not in an active war, hopefully Kamala can keep that up for the next couple of months. But for right now, yeah, so we host events and raise money to provide scholarships for the families of fallen and wounded soldiers and now the first responders aspect. So this event that we have next Saturday that we're calling Patriots at Patios, the goal is just going to be to raise as much money as we can for those educational scholarships.
Baseball's over by then, right? Isn't this their last week?
Probably the last weekend. Well, actually, they'll be on the road.
They're on the road next week, yeah. So perfect opportunity. At Patios, tell people what you guys are doing out there. I know that there's a ticket you're selling, and it includes drinks, and and then there's items I guess people can bid on when they're there.
Yeah, so and we'll post the link on the Facebook page if they allow you to. But yeah, so tickets are going to be $35 a piece, and that comes along with two free drinks at the door. We're going to have food. We're going to have a live band. It's a local band called the Bobby Ford Band, which apparently has a pretty big following here in St. Louis. So we're excited to see them. They're going to be over there for a couple hours. And then we're going to have a bunch of raffle items, some games to play. Raffle items are including now a Blues ticket package, a Cardinals ticket package. I believe there's a media booth visit at the Blues game, so maybe they'll get to see Carl down there.
Nice.
I'm three doors down from that booth.
Well, there we go. Yeah.
You can put in that request.
Yeah.
If you win that, say, when you get there, I need to see Carl Middleman.
Yeah.
And Joey will say, yep, I can take you right down there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then Randy Carricker was nice enough to donate a foursome at Whitmore Country Club to go play with him down there. And then we're going to have some gift cards, a bourbon basket, a liquor basket provided by Patios. So it should be a good time.
Our friends at Lore Wine and Spirits and on the beer side down there at Lore are donating some beer for it as well,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, awesome. Yeah, that really helped out. I mean, our goal is to be able to give away a few free drinks with the cost of each ticket, and Lore was able to take care of that for us.
Yeah, that's great. So that's a really reasonable price. $35?
Yeah, totally.
Covers all that, right?
Yeah, and if you buy the tickets together instead of $35 a piece, if you buy two at a time, it's going to be $60. So you're saving about $10 there.
It's a good deal, and it's all for a great cause. We will put the link up on the Facebook page here. I can still post things to Facebook. I just can't go live on Facebook. So we're still
was coming one of these days.
we're still working our way through that. But besides that, is there a website people can go to get the tickets?
Yeah, and we'll just be on the link. We can go through the Folds of Honor page, and there'll be a link to this specific event, but we'll post the direct link to the one cause, so you can just go ahead and register.
So people can go to the Folds of Honor website and get that information as well.
Yeah. And then also, if you can make it down and don't buy tickets before, we can buy tickets at the door.
Oh, you can. Oh, that's good. So it's the 28th, and it's what time?
3 to 10 p.m.
3 to 10. So hopefully people can turn out and help our friends at Folds of Honor and make my kid look good. So that's a good opportunity for you to do that. Good job, Brad. Proud of you.
Yeah. Thank you.
All right. Scott Jagow, thanks for hanging out with us today.
Thanks, Mark. I'll see you tomorrow.
Carl Middleman, thanks for holding it all together.
Hey, good luck to everybody in the studio, Annie and Mark.
Yeah, we'll see you back here tomorrow morning at 5 a.m.
Get more at 971talk.com.
All right, welcome back. You know we like to do all we can for our veterans, for our first responders around here. One of the great organizations is Folds of honor, and it just so happens that we have the honor of having my son, Brad Cox, in the studio this morning. Brad, how are you?
Good. Good morning. How are you?
I'm doing fine. Proud of the fact that you've gotten involved with the Folds of Honor, and you're on the board over there now, right?
Yeah. So I've been the president of a board for Folds of Honor now for about a year and a half.
Right. That's fantastic.
Yeah.
I appreciate that. I appreciate what they do. And for people who might not have heard of it, if they've been living under a rock, remind people what Folds supports.
Yeah, so Folds of Honor, and especially recently with first responders, just because we're not in an active war, hopefully Kamala can keep that up for the next couple of months. But for right now, yeah, so we host events and raise money to provide scholarships for the families of fallen and wounded soldiers and now the first responders aspect. So this event that we have next Saturday that we're calling Patriots at Patios, the goal is just going to be to raise as much money as we can for those educational scholarships.
Baseball's over by then, right? Isn't this their last week?
Probably the last week. Well, actually, they'll be on the road.
They're on the road next week, yeah. So perfect opportunity at Patios. Tell people what you guys are doing out there. I know that there's a ticket you're selling, and it includes drinks, and and then there's items I guess people can bid on when they're there.
Yeah, so, and we'll post the link on the Facebook page if they allow you to. But yeah, so tickets are going to be $35 a piece, and that comes along with two free drinks at the door. We're going to have food. We're going to have a live band. It's a local band called the Bobby Ford Band, which apparently has a pretty big following here in St. Louis. So we're excited to see them. They're going to be over there for a couple of hours. And then we're going to have a bunch of raffle items, some games to play. Raffle items are including now a Blues ticket package, a Cardinals ticket package. I believe there's a media booth visit at the Blues game, so maybe they'll get to see Carl down there.
Nice.
I'm three doors down from that booth.
Well, there you go. Yeah.
You can put in that request.
Yeah.
If you win that, say, when you get there, I need to see Carl Middleman.
Yeah.
And Joey will say, yep, I can take you right down there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then Randy Carricker was nice enough to donate a foursome at Whitmore Country Club to go play with him down there. And then we're going to have some gift cards, a bourbon basket, a liquor basket provided by Patios. So it should be a good time.
Our friends at Lore Wine and Spirits, and on the beer side down there at Lore, are donating some beer for it as well,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, awesome. Yeah, that really helped out. I mean, our goal is to be able to give away a few free drinks with the cost of each ticket, and Lore was able to take care of that for us.
Yeah, that's great. So that's a really reasonable price. $35?
Yeah, totally.
Covers all that, right?
Yeah, and if you buy the tickets together instead of $35 a piece, if you buy two at a time, it's going to be $60. So you're saving about $10 there.
It's a good deal. And it's all for a great cause. We will put the link up on our on the Facebook page here. I can still post things to Facebook. I just can't go live on Facebook. So we're still
it was coming one of these days.
we're still working our way through that. But besides that, is there a website people can go to get the tickets?
Yeah, and we'll just be on the link. We can go through the Folds of Honor page, and there'll be a link to this specific event, but we'll post the direct link to the one cause, so you can just go ahead and register.
So people can go to the Folds of Honor website and get that information as well.
Yeah. And then also, if you can make it down and don't buy tickets before, we can buy tickets at the door.
Oh, you can. Oh, that's good. So it's the 28th, and it's what time?
3 to 10 p.m.
3 to 10. So hopefully people can turn out and help our friends at Folds of Honor and make my kid look good. So that's a good opportunity for you to do that. Good job, Brad. Proud of you.
Yeah. Thank you.
All right. Scott J. Gow, thanks for hanging out with us today.
Thanks, Mark. I'll see you tomorrow.
Carl Middleman, thanks for holding it all together.
Hey, good luck to everybody in the studio, Annie and Mark.
Yeah, we'll see you back here tomorrow morning at 5 a.m.
Get more at 971talk.com.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
It's not just about watching the game. It's about betting on it. I'm Mike Valeni, and on Cash the Ticket, Jim Costa and I break down every college football and NFL matchup like it's the last game we're ever going to watch. From the best bets to the sneaky underdogs, and of course, as my co-host likes to say, the value. And the one thing we're not going to do is pretend we're professionals. We have fun with it. It's an entertainment product, and it makes watching games a hell of a lot of fun. So Cash the Ticket. Follow it in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.